Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, North Queensland, Australia. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation, the Big Island, Australia, and via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. For you people overseas, you can go on our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM, or you can text a brother 0457140550. Or all our Murrays out there, smoke signal, yarn either way, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And speaking about deadly people, we're going to catch up a yarn now with a beautiful lady, Belinda Butler, her bodyguard, Bram Collins, my deadly friend, brother, a business partner, and Success with Attitude, motivational speaker, has been on this program many times. And also we've got a bodyguard from the distance, and that's over in the United States. We have Cornell Williams. Cornell, say hello to us all.
What's up?
Thank you. There it is. Hot chicken, brother. We'll yarn with you. Belinda, we'll start with you. Belinda Butler. Who's Belinda Butler? Tell us your story, my sister.
Thanks, Trev. Yeah, my name's Belinda Butler. I grew up on a cattle station outside Georgetown and to a fairly musical family. And I started singing on stage from about the age of 8, and I had songwriters in the family. My auntie was a songwriter. And so, yeah, I started songwriting from an early age and just, yeah, singing all over festivals all over North Queensland.
Yes.
And yeah, and then I've made a career out of music since that time, and I've lived in Brisbane and New Orleans, and yeah.
Okay, fantastic. They say if the music is the essence of life, then play on. And that's exactly what you're doing. Your connection with Cornell Williams, our brother over there in the US, African-American brother?
Yeah, Cornell's my husband. So I met him.
My husband?
Yes.
What are you doing over there?
Well, I'm on holiday having my post-COVID catch-up at the moment with the family here.
Lovely.
And he's about to come over too, so that'll be fun.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah. But I met him in New Orleans at the House of Blues, and then I saw him at the airport again in New Orleans, and then I met him again in Australia about 4 years later. So
okay,
yeah.
Well, my brother, no, I think you married up, bro.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, it looks like it was something that was really meant to be.
Yeah, sure, fantastic.
Because it took 4 years later after that, and then we.
Yeah. There you go.
Decided to go on and make something real of it.
Well, I think that you pursued, you chased, and she had to marry you. Otherwise, there'd be three in the relationship. You weren't going nowhere, brother. You weren't going nowhere. Fantastic. I'll bring Bram Collins into the frame of things, because the song we're going to play here, and your new song, Belinda Butler, is Savannah Way, where I'll bring Bram Collins into the conversation because he's the chairperson of Savannah Way. Explain Savannah Way and how it all came about and how this lovely lady is connected to Savannah Way, Bram.
Okay, Trendy Trev, how are you, bro? Good to be face-to-face again.
Exactly.
So, as you and your listeners know, my family developed Undara experience out there in the Gulf Savannah, and used to be a cattle property, Rosella Plains. And for 32 years, we built the resort and started running tours of the lava tubes. And so our business was, an important part of the sort of developing tourism industry out there.
Mm.
And I'm a Savannah guide, which I've been since our business opened, and many, many years ago, back in the 70s and the 1970s, 1980s, John Courtney, who was a legend and a great visionary, he came up with a concept for Savannah guides, and he identified that there would be this tourism corridor right across northern Australia, linking Cairns to Cairns in the east on the Coral Sea to Broome in the west on the Indian Ocean. And all the way along this tourism corridor, there was a need for locals to tell the stories and explain the culture and the deadly places out there. And that's how Savannah Guides and Savannah Way became. And, you know, people have said to me, so what's more important, Savannah Guides or Savannah Way? And I always answer, well, it's like breathing in and breathing out, which is more important. You know, you can't have one without the other.
Right, suck it in.
and I was really fortunate through Undara. We developed the Outback Rock and Blues Festival, and that's how I met Belinda.
Yep.
And she was part of a band here playing locally in Cairns called the Sunbirds.
Sunbirds.
And she came out there and performed, and I think you'd been once or twice. And then she said, oh, do you mind if I bring this guy out and he can play bass? And I said, oh, yeah, who's this guy? And she said, oh, this is a nice fella from New Orleans. And
Cornell Williams.
Yeah, and little did I know, this is the coolest human on the planet, let me tell you.
And you know a lot of people. And
I know a lot of people.
That's way up there.
Yeah,
brother,
so, if, you know, he is one of the coolest dudes ever and a beautiful musician. And I'm forever grateful for meeting these two because we've become very dear friends. And so they came and they were staying with my wife and I in Yungaburra, and I was super excited telling them all about the Savannah Way, which is Australia's version of Route 66, you know, 3,700 kilometres from one side to the other, and just the amazing history and amazing places, and of course the oldest living culture on earth.
Planet Earth, exactly.
And so we started just... I was telling them all of these things, and Belinda said, you know what we should do? We should write a song.
Yep, and the Savannah Way.
Mm. And that's how all of this started.
All started. Cornell, over to you, my brother. So you came to the Big Island. You came to Australia for this event with Bram Collins. Is that how it started? Was it your first time to Australia?
No, mate. It wasn't the first time.
Okay.
Fortunately, I had been coming to... Australia for quite a while before that.
Okay.
But I'd like to first of all say thank you, my brother from another mother, talking about Brother Bram there. It really is a great honor to even know that cat, man. So I got nothing but mad love for him.
Yes.
So moving on to the issue though. Yeah, the Savannah Way thing just basically happened through Bram, just like he said. He was just talking about it, and Belinda, being the beautiful person that she is, she said that we should write a song about it, and then hey man, I mean we just went at it. I started thinking about it from a musical standpoint as well, and just started putting a bass line to it, and you know they were coming up with chords and whatnots, and then before you know it, hey man, up comes the birth of Savannah Way.
Savannah Way gave birth to it. Fantastic. So you guys performed together, Belinda?
Yeah.
Cornell, so you're like a duo.
Yeah, we've got a duo that has started in New Orleans. Really, in the last 8 months, we've really been digging in with that, and it's called Nell and Bell.
Nell and Bell.
Yeah, NellAndBell, if you want to check it out online.
Nell and Bell.
NellAndBell.com.
That's got a nice ring to it there.
Yeah.
Cornell. I like that, brother.
Yeah,
it's a rhythm thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Now, you're based where? You're based in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So this we both are you in holiday. Yeah. Thank you. He's holding the fort at home.
Yeah, that's good. Right.
Okay. Well, he's about to come over because I'm leaving, going overseas, and no one will be in charge here. So Cornell's coming over to babysit.
Hold the reins.
Hold the reins. Make sure Australia doesn't.
Black man in charge.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right.
I love it. That's fantastic. And that's how simple life is, isn't it, Cornell? We build relationships. We build friendships. And it just showed, I mean, Bram and I are business partners, black and white, and it shows that we can all get along in this beautiful world, can we not?
Ooh, yeah, man. I mean, that's the beauty of having wonderful people with a lot of love in their hearts puts everything together, you know?
Yeah, exactly, brother, exactly. And speaking of First Nations, any connection to First Nations in America? Do you have any connections there? And how are our brothers and sisters traveling in that space? We're still fighting for our existence and what have you, and acknowledgement, but we live in a beautiful country, but we need to get it together. How's it over there?
Well, you know, I mean, look, man, it's all about just moving toward each other as one. You know what I mean? I mean, it's definitely coming into view per se. You know, I mean, it's all about just getting together and putting everything together as one. Mm. Man.
Mm, exactly.
We actually did Cornell's DNA just not long ago, and because he always thought there was some Choctaw, but it turned out instead he does have a bit of First Nation.
Slow your roll.
He does have a bit of First Nation.
Bring it on. But, all cards on the table, brother.
But from that Central America, okay. First Nation. It's that Honduras, Nicaragua sort of area.
Oh,
that he's,
rightio.
Yeah.
That's South America.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Can I just say, and you know, following along from what we've said, I'm a big believer that if we're going to move forward as not only a country, Australia, but a world, it comes down to three very simple things. It comes down to communication. It comes down to understanding. And it comes down to respect.
Respect.
Wait for that and word. Yep. You know
there
what?
You go.
If we don't communicate effectively, we will never understand other people and their points of view. And the only way to truly understand someone is through effective communication. And without understanding, we'll never develop respect. So you can't jump the queue. It's those three things. Mm. And as long as we keep talking about our differences, because there's only one race, it's the human race.
That's right. Mm.
And
thank you.
And it doesn't matter what colour you are on the outside, if you turn us all inside out, we look identical. We're all brothers from different mothers and, you know, sisters from different misters. What we need to do is we need to communicate, understand each other, and develop a path forward from there. That's what
Pick that up. And also, I would say that a good vehicle is music. And you guys are doing that. Look, you guys are married. There it is, black and white. I mean, that's building bridges left, right, and center.
Right, that's
so
it.
So fantastic.
That's
you know?
It.
And I'm the love child on the side.
You're the love child on the side. You're the adopted one.
I'm the little love child on the side. And
well, they got two because me and you joined at hips.
Yeah, that's right. And let me just say that this this riding of the Savannah Way was such a fun process that I just can't wait to write more songs with these guys.
So you had input as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
What did you think I was doing, making the tea?
My apologies.
You know, Trevor.
I went straight into the entertainers.
Thank you.
I had my blinkers on. My apologies.
I'm an edutainer.
You're looking well, Brim. You've been working out?
Bet I have.
That's right. He's very sensitive, Cornell. He's very sensitive, brother. We'll talk later, cuss.
You know, Trevor, Bram had input before he even knew he was having input. Yes. And I'll tell you why, because we had gone up to visit.
He saw royalty. That's what he saw.
No, he didn't.
We had gone up to visit Bram and Cassie, and we were going for this lovely drive. And, and you know, I'm really passionate about that area of the world too, because you know I'm several generations there as Bram is.
Yes.
And so we sort of always had this real kinship sort of feeling. As soon as I met Bram, it was like, oh, this feels like my brother. Yeah, it's so
it was
nice.
Like family.
It was straight away. And so anyway, But I could hear the passion in his voice. He was driving around and he was talking all about the Savannah Way and all the, you know, the hopes and aspirations for you know, going forward. And just some of the phrases he was using in his passionate conversation, I started making notes in my phone. So before he even knew it, I mean, it was starting to, you know, form. And so so when we went back to the house, I already had some notes and things and I, you know, jotted them all down. And then we...
Cornell saw what was going on too?
Yeah. And Cornell and I were sitting in the back there. And anyway, when we got home, I said, look, we should write a song. And we pulled out the guitars and already had these phrases to sort of place in the song in different places. But it
tells the story.
It was great.
It tells the story, doesn't it? The Savannah Way. And you guys have picked it up and having an open mind and being entertainers. There's the platform. And there's the vehicle. Let's add to it.
Yeah, it's the story of a journey through the outback from one end of the savannah to the to the next, from beginning in Cairns and all the beauty. And it really, you know, describes the beauty of this amazing part of the world we live in.
Route 66 and in Australia, as Bram explained.
It's a celebration of the Savannah Way. It's a real celebration, and it's really highlighting so many beautiful aspects of it.
And Bram, I'm just saying, the Savannah Way also has tourism operators along that journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we've got First Nation people who are delivering their stories on 100%. Their country. And so there's the bridge builder in all aspects.
It's happening. And let me just say, in extension to what Belinda was saying, the song starts off as we're going to take a trip. We're going to take a road trip.
Yes.
And it's outside our comfort zone. So, you know, there's a bit of fear. There's a bit of trepidation at the start.
Don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen and you're going remote, so you're not going to have mobile signal and it's, you know. But as you get out there, the Savannah Way turns from being a drive to a Savannah way of living.
Okay.
And a way of thinking. So it's more than that. It actually goes from the logical part in your head and takes this great 18-inch tumble and it becomes part of your emotions.
Yes, beautiful. Nice explained.
And we see it all the time. People will start off and they'll be living a life of quiet desperation in a big city somewhere and they'll go out and they'll fall in love with the outback and then they say, you know what, let's move our family here. Yeah. We could be the local mechanic or we could be the local auto electrician or whatever, and people move to these areas, and that's what makes these areas grow and survive.
Let's go to Cornell, African American brother. How are you in the outback? How are you out outdoors? How are you camping? Are you good with snakes? Tell me your story, brother.
It's a bit of an adventure, mate.
Bring it on. That's right. Exactly.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's just a piggyback a little off of what Brahma was actually explaining just then. You know, I mean, it's a bit mysterious, but then it turns into this big, great adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's just a beautiful thing. I mean, I've only had a taste of it as far as the camping and going and seeing a bit of the outback, the outback situation, which I went with Belinda, and her mother's mate, which is John, and man, I tell you, they brought me to this very remote area, which just blew my mind.
Yeah, fantastic.
I mean, we was driving through all this situation, and then we landed on a beach that we was the only one on the beach.
There you go, brother. There you go, wilderness. That
was insane to me, man. I mean, I had never really experienced anything like that before in my life. So, you know, I mean, that's from what I was understanding when the song was being formed.
Yes,
it's just a bit of an adventure, and it just made me thought of my experience when I got a chance to experience a taste of the outback itself.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it just blew my mind, you know.
Fantastic. Meant to be. So about to play the song, Savannah Way. We've got it in our system, and we'll be jamming it.
Hey,
talk to me, brother.
Excuse me. I'd like to also make a mention, because we actually recorded the song here in New Orleans.
Okay.
And we actually used Charles James on keys. We used Duran Big D Perkins on guitar.
Yes.
And we used Doug Belote on drums. And then Belinda used the Thunderbirds on backing vocals.
Good. Well, big shout out to all those people. It's a team effort.
Yeah, so it's actually, if you're looking for it, you know, it's Savannah Way. It's Belinda Butler featuring Sunbird Trio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. My brother, Cornell, lovely yarning with you. We're about to play the song.
Hey, Trev, I just want to add one other thing too. We're talking about family and connection. Belinda and Cornell have been so beautiful to my mum, because she as soon as she met Belinda and Cornell, she absolutely adopted them,
okay,
as you know, because she adopted you many years ago. And
Cornell are brothers.
Cornell and Belinda were saying to mum, you would love the New Orleans Jazz Festival. So you know what mum's like. She just dropped everything, booked a flight, went to New Orleans, like moved that. In with Cornell and Belinda. And
the flight was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She came down 6 in the morning.
Yep, she would have. If she was smoking, she would have smoked a whole pack of cigarettes waiting for the flight to go. But she was there, and they were so beautiful to her. They looked after her, took her all around New Orleans, and she came back, and it had taken 5 years or added 5 years to her life, because she was so excited. And she doesn't call it New Orleans anymore. She calls it Norlands.
Thank you.
That's what the locals
do
say.
Do not correct the elders.
Yeah, it's Norlands.
Yes, sir.
She's like a local now.
Yeah, she is full on a local, and she can't wait for her next visit over there for the next festival, and she's 82.
There you go. Are you living, or are you just waiting to die?
That's right.
Beautiful.
You heard it here first.
Well, actually, she. And a lot of our views over here from New Orleans, she has become like, you all have a queen over there. Well, she's become the queen of New Orleans.
Thank you. There you go. We don't have a queen here, but I'm understanding what you're saying, my brother.
She
put the crown on over there.
Yeah, she just adores these two, and they're her adopted New Orleans babies.
Well, look, we should have courage, faith, and lunch sometime to get to soon, Cornell. Your shout, cuss.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
Good yarning with you. Nice meeting you over the phone, but we'll meet face-to-face. We're about to play the song. Belinda Butler, thank you very much, my sister.
Thanks for having
BC,
me,
BC, Bram Collins, you deadly
thanks.
Cuss.
Thanks, Trev.
And we'll yarn soon, but to you deadly listeners out there, here's Savannah Way. And if you're ever travelling north, you've got the whole of the North Queensland right across to Northern Territory, Western Australia. And that is the Route 66 Australian version.
Yeah.
Should check it out, you mom.
You got it.
Picture that.
Cornell, you take care, brother. You go to sleep. You're at 4 o'clock in the morning. Arise. Get your hair done.
Yes,
stay strong, brother. And we'll yarn soon, cuss.
That sounds great, man. Y'all be blessed over there, Brent.
One love.
I will see one y'all love. Soon.
Peace, brother.
Hey.
See you, husband.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye, darling.
Love you.
There is beautiful yarn there with Cornell Williams, who co-wrote the song Savannah Way with Belinda Butler, and Bram Collins had some input as well. Songwriter, there you go, cuss.
Another ringer,
pilot, motivational speaker, and now songwriter.
Yeah. So I just mixed with beautiful
people. And lawnmower
people.
When you get home.
Yeah.
Lawnmower ready for you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm mixed with beautiful people, Trev.
Too deadly. Will Yancey and Belinda, good to see you, sister.
Sounds great.
One
thanks
love.
So much, Trev.
Bram, we'll talk soon, brother.
See you, mate.
All right, too deadly. So beautiful yarn there to those deadly guys, Belinda Butler and her husband, Cornell Williams, over there in New Orleans, and Bram Collins. But here's Savannah Way. Have a listen. Do enjoy. Stay black. Stay deadly. Stay strong. Here on your beautiful program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.
Let's take a road trip on a northern adventure drive. Shed our heavy load, leave our past behind. We'll need some courage, setting out with a wild, wild plan. Walk in the footsteps of the ancient man.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trev Murray from Macquarie. Come to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, giving Aboriginal students and communities a voice in schools, University of New South Wales, Project Champion Cultural Inclusion and Genuine Long-Term Engagement is making a positive difference for First Nation communities in New South Wales. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with a lecturer in education and the co-ordinator of the Humanities Curriculum in the Sydney School of Education and Social Work at the University of Sydney, and that's Claire Gollidge on the line. Claire, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. I'm really well, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to our program. And look, a fantastic conversation when we're talking about giving Aboriginal students and communities a voice in school. Of course, we're not talking to voice to Parliament. We're talking about engaging in education and educating our young ones and black and white and teachers as well, yes?
Yeah, that's right. So this is a program that really looks to improve outcomes for Aboriginal students, but primarily looking at the experience of teachers and improving teachers' own understandings and practice around Aboriginal education.
Now, there was a pilot back in 2021, Culturally Nourishing Schools, CNS, which is an acronym for Cairns as well, but project's now been rolled out in 8 new schools. So tell us about the pilot program 2021, and here we are in 2023, and what's happening at this point in time.
Yeah, so we've got a number of different schools around New South Wales that are trying a range of different strategies in their schools. We've got 5 different kind of strategies that we go into the schools and we work with primarily the teachers, but also, you know, the wider community to improve how we engage Aboriginal students. So we look at engaging with cultural mentors in the school. We do learning from country with the teachers there. And we look at kind of how teachers are teaching and also what they're teaching, and improve their knowledge and understanding. And so we've been trialling that across 8 different schools since 2021. And, you know, so far we're seeing really, really great engagement from the Aboriginal communities, really positive outcomes and better understanding between teachers and students. And that can only be a positive thing
of
for
course,
our communities.
Of course, yeah. And the teachers then become students. I mean, we are students for life, so it's great to see a two-way street there. Can I ask about any First Nation teachers at the table as well?
Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of First Nations teachers that are part of the program, and we've also got, really importantly, in each of our schools, Aboriginal cultural mentors who are part of the project.
Yes.
And so they act as, I suppose, the intermediaries between the teachers and the school and the community and the families to make sure that we're all on the same page and all kind of prioritising this culturally nourishing approach to schooling. We also have a huge number of non-Indigenous teachers, of course, and, you know, our Aboriginal students are taught by a lot of non-Indigenous teachers, and what we want is for those teachers to feel really confident in teaching Aboriginal students in ways that are culturally nourishing. Mm-hmm. We want them to, you know, have a real appreciation for and real valuing of the culture of their Aboriginal students.
Yes.
And that's what we're really aiming here, is to see that improvement through education and engagement.
And the project's rolled out to 8 schools, I think you were saying?
Yeah, so we're piling it across those 8 schools, and, you know, it's been really, really positive. So each year we take a new cohort of teachers through the program, and so the schools that have been part of the project are now kind of getting really good numbers of teachers who've gone through all of the different interventions, so learning over a period of 12 months.
Look, it sounds like a great concept, and when we're talking New South Wales, to me this should be templated across the other states and territories as well, if not around the country.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's certainly something that we support, the idea that, you know, engaging community and engaging with teachers to prioritise a culturally nourishing approach to school can only be a positive thing. And I suppose, you know, we're in schools and we're working with teachers, but we're also researchers. So the other part of what we're doing is we're trying to collect evidence to really show and make a case for the kind of things that we're doing in schools and really spread the word. So it's why it's great to chat with you today.
Yeah, fantastic. Quickly, the students themselves, First Nation students, it'd be a great platform for them to become leaders, mentors, or, you know, lecturers, you could say, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is one of the things we know, is that when schools do engagement really well with their students, those students stay really well engaged and connected to the schools going forward. Even when they've graduated and left the school, they're still really connected to the school community. Some of them might come back and be mentors, or may even come back and want to be teachers. And that is only a positive thing, right?
Positive,
when students can see their own culture reflected back in their teachers and the workers that are within their schools, it really helps promote that kind of intergenerational success, which we're hoping to see.
And are we talking primary schools or high schools?
We've got a mixture of primary and high schools. Good. So the majority of the schools involved are high schools, but we've also got a primary school in there too. And that's also fantastic to see, because obviously, particularly the younger students, you know, when they get an opportunity to learn in language and to do, for example, you know, mathematics lessons that are also in language or that are culturally responsive and engage with culture, it has a really big impact for them.
Powerful, so powerful. Claire Goldridge, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your team, students and teachers. Keep doing what you're doing. Please keep in touch.
Thanks so much, Trevor. It's been great to chat.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Adele Leanne there, and that's Claire Goldridge, a lecturer of education and the coordinator of the Humans Curriculum in the Sydney School of Education Social Work at the University of Sydney. And Claire's background is a secondary teacher of humanities, as well as school and executive leadership positions, leading teacher professional learning. So look, a great platform, a two-way street, and non-Indigenous teachers are learning the way as well. So it is powerful. As I said, we are students for life, aren't we all? Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, daily program here is National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumbaribit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Shamed on nothing, it's just better when the uninformed keeps that fun that way, and it stops us from getting bold. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, can't let nobody know. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, can't let nobody know.
Got the secret, babe.
let nobody know. Got the secret, you gotta keep it down low. Got the secret, babe, let nobody know.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And you can have your saver calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, speaking earlier to, I think it was last week, Screens Australia, First Nation Department, and Instagram Australia, which announced the third Instagram First Nation Creative Program was open for entries, still open for entries, but closing today, August 10. So need to get those applications in. And also for those people who have applied, some of it has not been completed. We need for you to do that. Now, to talk on that, we've got Christy Wilson here, Metis ANZ Creative Partnership Lead, and on the line. A very good morning, Christy. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you today.
And thank you very much coming to the program. So, how you say, the horse hasn't bolted yet, but we're talking today, 5 p.m., application closed in regard to applications for this fantastic event. How do applicants apply online?
Yeah, applicants apply online. We're really looking for creators who are over the age of 18 and identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. You need to have an Instagram account, but it's so important. You don't need to have loads of followers. Like, we're just interested in new talent and bringing them through, and people who want to use their Instagram to tell a story. So head to the Screen Australia website, and there's an application form on there that you just have to fill out. Probably takes 5 or 10 minutes.
Good.
And along with that, you just have to upload a quick 1 minute video of yourself, which you can do on your phone really easily. And that's just talking about your idea. So what we want to hear about is, you know, what do you want to make? What do you want to talk about as part of this series? Each person that comes on the program will create a series for Instagram Reels, and they'll create five little videos of content. You know, you might be a chef, you might be a beauty creator.
So there's no topic. It's open forum, isn't it?
Yeah, it's open forum. Like, whatever story you want to tell. We know that people are telling their stories now on social media, you know, and it's a great opportunity to kind of start a career in this business.
Fantastic. And how do applicants know if they are successful or not?
Yeah, there's going to be a panel from Instagram and Screen Australia. And what we'll do is review all of the applications, and we'll let participants know by the end of August if they have been successful. The really important thing is, if you're applying, you need to be able to be available to travel to Sydney for the 18th and 19th of October. And if you're successful, we'll bring you down to Sydney for that to be part of the program.
Fantastic. And can you give us a bit of yarns about successful applicants previously?
Yeah, like, we've had so many awesome participants come through the program. Last year, we had a brilliant artist, Jade Goodwin, on the program, and she actually has created illustrations for Ash Barty's work.
Okay.
We've had a beautiful singer and actor, Nayara, and she actually kind of just said it's just about being brave and coming forward and doing something like this, and really doing this program gave her the courage to apply for some other programs as well. And she then went on to win funding from actually another social platform and is now making her own series for them. So it's just brilliant to kind of see people going on and succeeding. And also, it's not just in front of the camera. One of the participants from last year, Jarvis Loveday, who's a brilliant filmmaker, has gone on to work on Heartbreak High, the drama.
Okay. So doors could open up. It creates a platform and it gets their skin in the game, you could say, Christy.
100%. It's just about meeting other people who also want to form a career in this, meeting different people, really broadening your horizons, and then just showing you the opportunities that are there, either on Instagram to kind of really create content and know that you can make a career out of this.
Yes.
Or if you want to go on and do other things with, like, online or TV. So it's just a brilliant stepping stone.
Well, you never know if you never ever go. I mean, I'm talking...
That's right.
I'm talking... It could be a Hollywood big movie. You don't know.
That's it. You've got to put yourself in and put yourself forward. And, you know, everyone's got a story to tell. It's just having the confidence to go and do it.
Fantastic. And for our First Nation applicants, there's First Nation people with Screen Australia and with Instagram Australia that are there to support and guide?
100% along the way, good. Yeah. We work step in step with the First Nations Department of Screen Australia.
Lovely.
And then we also bring in lots of different mentors along the way, people that have been successful in their careers, First Nations TV stars, all that kind of thing, to kind of just help mentor along the way. And then we give education and kind of programs from Instagram as well.
Fantastic. Okay, good yarning with you. Thank you so very much. So as of August 10 today, applicants close at 5 p.m, close of business. So put the applications in, do it straight away, and keep busy, busy, busy. Put the iron in the fire and see if it lights up. But thank you for the yarn, Christy.
Thank you so much. We can't wait to see applications. Yes, please go apply. Thank you so much for your time, Trevor.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there with Christy Wilson, a Metis ANZ Creative Partners lead. And we're talking about the closing applicants, applications are closed this afternoon, 5 p.m. So check out Screen Australia's webpage. And this is for Screen Australia's First Nation Department in joint venture with Instagram Australia, announcing the third Instagram First Nation Creatives Program and open for entry. So anybody over 18, First Nation over 18, I was going to say black or white, it's not black or white, First Nation people, but I was going to say young and old, doesn't matter. Just put your application in and put the eye on the fire, see if it lights up. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and big shout out to our First Nation radio station across the Deadly Country of ours, Deadly Black Network, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station, BBM 98.7 FM on your dingy country, here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and big shout out to the NERS team, Too Deadly.